bad born and silent. You believe bad born and silent. You believe bad born and silent. You will surely deliver me.
Out of the depth have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, didst man in the great thee, O Lord, who shall stand? For there is forgiveness to thee that thou mayest appear. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait. In his word is my hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than we want for the morning. I say, what have we not want for the morning? Let Israel hope in the Lord. For the Lord there is mercy and which there is precious redemption. The hour of the revival is now. The Lord is ready to watch miracles in our midst. The time of revival is now.
I'm serving the living God. I'm breaking through my deep broken.
shall rise up to pray for ourselves, that Lord, into this revival, Lord, touch me with your hand of wonder. Lord, touch me with your hand of wonder. Touch me with your hand, O Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Father, touch me with your hand. Let me see you in your word like I've never done. Let me see you like I've never saw you before. Touch my life with your hand. In Jesus' name, our Lord. Tell it to the Lord again. Lord, I need an encounter with you. This evening, Lord. Lord, encounter me. Encounter of memorable impact in my life. Encounter unforgettable for goodness in my life. Lord, encounter my life today. Pray to the Lord. Lord, encounter my life today. Lord, encounter my life. That my life not remain the same. Lord, encounter my life. Lord, encounter my life. That the impact will be memorable in my life. Lord, encounter my life. For in Jesus' name, our Lord.
Baba.
Our Father and our God, we thank you and accept our praise in Jesus' name. We glorify you because you are God. Glory be to your name, O Lord. Now we are at the revival time. Touch every life with your hand. Every soul that is to listen to this word. Now and forever in the future time. Lord, touch them with your hand. An unforgettable encounter. Lord, do for every life. Father, thank you. For in Jesus' name, our Lord. And the topic for today's revival. When God decides to encounter the life of a man. When God decides to encounter the life of a man. I will give you reference of three places to explain this sermon. Number 1, Matthew chapter 8. Verse 23 to 34. Also Mark chapter 4. Verse 35 to 40. Also chapter 5. Verse 1 to 20. Gospel according to Luke the third one. Chapter 8, verse 22 to 39. Now I will bring out one to read to your
hearing.
I'll read that gospel according to Luke. Gospel according to Luke chapter
8,
verse 22 to 39. It reads thus. Now it happened on a Saturday. That he got into a boat with his disciples and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side of the lake. And they launched out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came on the lake. And they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water and the sea. And there was a calm. But he said to them, where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be be.
For
he commands even the water and wind and they obey
him.
This evening,
every
problem that makes himself a wind, every problem that makes himself a tornado, to hinder an encounter, I rebuke them to catch fire in Jesus' name. I said I rebuke them to catch fire in Jesus' name. Once again, I rebuke them to catch fire in Jesus' name. And in verse
26,
then they sailed to the country of the
Gadarenes,
which is opposite Galilee. And when he stepped out, he met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time. He wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the town. When he saw Jesus,
okay,
he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice
said,
what have I to do with thee, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me. For
you
had commanded your
own
to come out of the man,
but
it had often seized him.
And
he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles, and he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, saying, what is your name? And he said,
Legion.
Because many demons had entered him, and they begged him that he would not command them to go into the abyss. Now a herd of swine was feeding there on the mountain. So they begged him that he would permit them to enter there. And he permitted them. Then the demons went out of the man and entered the swine. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake.
Drown.
When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled and
told
in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, cloth and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also who had seen it told them, by what means he who had been demon possessed was healed. Then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of Gadara asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. And he got into the boat and returned. Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you. And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great thing Jesus has done for him. What great thing Jesus has done for him. May the Lord bless you as you listen to the word. Now this place we are speaking to you, when we say an encounter of God, an encounter with God is a wonder. God will never encounter your life and leave it the way it's meeting. The life of anyone encountered by God will experience a great wonder. Especially an unforgettable wonder should one die. But what you are saying is this. In today's revival, How does God encounter one's life? What can be found by God in one's life for him to decide to encounter one's life? What can you do for God to decide to encounter your life? And that is why you are led to that Luke chapter
8.
And you are considering the madman of Gadarene. This madman has his name. But because he was notorious, no more his name, but the madman of
Gadarene.
Now we see this madman had an encounter. He experienced the encounter of God, which he will never forget for his life, which we are also proclaiming now, and God will by that work in our lives. I want our attention to be here together. He's a madman. What did Jesus found in the life of this madman for him to have met him? Because this madman, we can say he never prayed. We can say he never called Jesus. We can say he never fasted. What is the qualification God found in his life for him to have met him? If you consider the place read to you, especially that verse 22, says now it happened on a certain day when Jesus got into the boat with his disciples. After he had spoken to the people, he told them, let's go to the other side of the lake. That means Jesus decided to leave his position to the other side. That other side is the city of Gadarene. Jesus intentionally asked them to go there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus could see the madman in the spirit that he is worthy of deliverance. Therefore Jesus decided to go there. But look at the way Jesus decided to go. The wind came up to hinder him, to hinder Jesus from going there. But Jesus got there as the Lord, and deliver the man from the spirit of insanity worrying him. If you can observe further, Jesus did not do any other thing. When he healed the man, he went back. He never did any other thing. The inhabitant never allowed
him
to enter, because they saw Jesus as the one to destroy their economy. The same thing, some people's job does not allow them to
give Jesus.
He thought if he could give his life to Jesus, he would not be able to do this work again. What did Jesus find in the life of this man to decide going there without considering the wind? And even he booked the wind until he got there, until he healed the man, until he delivered him. It is when he delivered him that he went back. What did Jesus find in his life? This madman has been insane for long. The problem was on him for long. And the problem has made him a notorious insane man. What did Jesus found in his life? Don't forget the topic of this revival. When God decides to encounter the life of a man, what can you do for God to decide encountering your life? You are going to consider this message in 3 points. Point 1. Credentials that make God encounter one's life. What are the credentials God can find in your life for him to encounter you? We are to analyze the credentials God found in the life of the man of Gadarene for him to to encounter his life.
Abala ikeji.
Point two.
Oni amwe ibinyanju ogun aye eyan lati di ibapa di Olorun lowo.
Collective attempt of man's problem to hinder an encounter with God.
Ni abala ikeji.
Under this point two.
Ola fi wo amwe ibinyanju a okunkun lati dena ibapa di Olorun ninu aye eyan.
To consider the collective attempt of the darkness to hinder an encounter with God.
Abala ikeja.
Under point three.
Oni ajayanu ati aka iniye ibukun nipasẹ ibapa di Olorun.
Colossal and abundant blessings of God through an encounter
ajayanu ati aka iniye ibukun nipasẹ ibapa di Olorun.
Colossal and abundant blessings of God through an encounter with
Momu
God.
Momu abala akoko.
Now I'm considering point
four. Amuye ti mu ki Olorun pinu lati ba aye eyan pade.
Credentials that makes God encounter
God. Amuye ti mu ki Olorun pinu lati ba aye eyan pade.
Credentials that makes God encounter God.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bó ti ṣe sọ fún wa nínú ìwé yẹn rere ti Luke ni mo lò láti fi bá wa sọ.
Like I told you, I'm referencing that gospel according to Luke.
How rewere gàdárà ìwé yẹn rere ti Luke orí kẹjọ.
The gospel according to Luke chapter 8.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlélógún ni mo lò.
I'm referencing verse 22.
Títí ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàndínní ogójì.
All through verse 39.
Wèrè gàdárà ni Jésù Kristì. Jésù rí nínú ẹ̀mí.
Jesus saw the madman of Gadarene in the spirit.
Ó rí nínú ẹ̀mí.
He saw him in the spirit.
Ó ti ló sọ ló ìtórí wèrè gàdárà ni Jésù ṣe sọ wípé ẹjẹ́ kárí kọjá lọ sí abala kejì.
Solely for the sake of the madman of Gadarene, Jesus said, let's
ẹjẹ́ ká kúrò mí ká lọ sí ìhà kejì.
Let's move away from here and go over there.
Ẹjẹ́ ká kúrò mí ó ti rí wèrè yìí nínú ẹ̀mí.
He saw the madman in the spirit.
Mo nígbàgbọ́ wípé kìí ṣe ọkùnrin tí ẹ pè wèrè gàdárà yìí nìkan ni yóò jẹ wèrè nílùú gàdárà tàbí tí ó ṣe pé ònìkan ni ó ní ṣòro.
I believe this man is not the only madman there or the one with problem.
Ṣùgbọ́n kí wèrè gàdárà nìkan la rí pé ó ṣetán láti bọ́.
But we could see madman, that madman of Gadarene is the only one ready to be free.
Wèrè gàdárà nìkan la rí wípé ó ń pòǹgbẹ láti bọ́.
The madman of Gadarene is the only one desiring to be free.
Ṣùgbọ́n ogun tí ń jà jùlọ ojú agbára ẹ̀ ojú ọgbọ́n orí ẹ̀ lọ.
But his problem is superior to his power.
Ó ń fẹ́ bọ́.
He wants to be free.
Ó ń fẹ́ láti bọ́.
He wants to be free.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò ní agbára láti dára rẹ̀.
But he has no power to deliver himself.
Ó nìkan ló ń wo ìwèrè gàdárà ni a rí wípé ó ń wọ ọ̀nà láti bọ́.
The madman of Gadarene searches the way to be free.
Ó nìkan wèrè gàdárà ni ipò tó wà kò tẹ́ lọ́rùn.
He is the one that is not satisfied with his position.
Ó sì ń wá ẹni tí ó gbà á.
And he seeks the one that can emancipate
him. Kí ni àwọn nǹkan tẹ́lẹ̀ bí ní wípé pásọ̀ kí ló fi hàn pé gbogbo ohun tó ń sọ yìí wèrè gàdárà fẹ́ bọ́.
You can ask me that what is the confirmation that the madman wants to be free.
Three things confirm that. Ní ìwé ìyìnrere ti Luke.
Gospel according to Luke.
Orí kẹjọ yìí.
Chapter 8.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlélógún.
Verse 22.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínníọgbọ̀n.
Verse 28 rather.
Ẹ kíyèsí o.
Listen to ye.
Ó ní nígbà tí orí Jésù.
When he saw Jesus.
Okay.
He cried out.
Ó wúlẹ̀ níwájú rẹ̀.
Fell down before him.
Ó wí ní òun lára
pé. And with a loud voice say him.
Kí ni ṣe tèmi ti rẹ Jésù?
What have I to do with
you? Ìwọ ọmọ
Ọlọ́run ọ̀dá ògo. Son of the most high God. I beg you, do not torment
me. Fi iye sí ẹsẹ̀ yẹn.
I want you to examine that verse.
Mo fẹ́ kí a kíyèsí ẹsẹ̀ yẹn.
Another.
A ó tún wá tún wo ìwé Máàkù.
Also the book of Mark.
Ìwé Máàkù.
The book of Mark.
Orí karùn-ún.
Chapter 5.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹfà.
Verse 6.
Ó ní ṣùgbọ́n.
And
nígbà tí orí Jésù ní òkèrè.
When he saw Jesus from afar.
Ó ń
pariwo. He ran.
Ó sì forí balẹ̀.
And worshipped him.
A ó lè rí nǹkan mẹ́ta níbí.
Three things can be seen here.
Èyí tí ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run jẹ́ kó yé mi. Ó fi sọ fún mi wípé wèrè gàdárà ní tí Jésù rí inú ayé wèrè gàdárà ni pé.
In which the spirit of God told me that what Jesus found in the life of the bad man.
Wèrè gàdárà ipò tó wà ọ̀tẹ́ lọ́rùn.
That is not satisfied with the situation.
Wèrè gàdárà ń pò ń bẹ láti bọ́.
The madman desires to be free.
Wèrè gàdárà ń wọ ọ̀nà àbáyọ.
The madman seeks for emancipation.
Wèrè gàdárà ọ̀fẹ́ ya wèrè mọ́.
The madman does not want to be in insanity again.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò mọ bí òkò mọ kòkòkò lágbára láti gba rẹ̀.
But he has no power to save himself.
Ohun àkọ́kọ́.
Number one.
Ó ní pé.
Is that.
Fúnra ara rẹ̀ lórí Jésù lókèrè.
He saw Jesus by himself from afar.
Ìwé mímọ́ sí àkọsílẹ̀ rẹ̀ wípé.
The Bible recorded it that.
Wèrè gàdárà fúnra ara rẹ̀ lórí Jésù lókèrè.
The madman of Gadarene himself saw Jesus from afar.
Ó yí kejì tí a tó rí ni pé.
Number two confirmation.
Ó fúnra ara rẹ̀ lẹ́yìn tó
After he saw him, he ran towards him.
Number
three, confirmation. He worshipped him.
This three things.
What the Spirit of God is doing our observation to you. The things he did. Shows that he's not satisfied with the situation. He wants to be free from the circumstance around him. He wants to be free. The madman sleeps in the grave. And the tomb he sleeps is at the roadside.
He's
at the outskirts of the
city.
People have forsook the place because of him. Whenever he saw anyone passing by, he will run to him and take away his claws. He never put on cloth. That he is naked. And you are with cloth. And you cannot even help me. So that he can be like you. And he will take away their cloth. That's the reason people forsook the place. But something wonderful was that one day Jesus came there. Jesus came to the spot because of him. Because Jesus is within and without. Jesus could see in him that he is worthy for deliverance. This evening also you shall also be worthy for deliverance. You
shall
be delivered from that long problem. Listen. You could see a great credential on him. What this madman did, that he saw Jesus, is a very great thing.
But
should be expassionate. Many are not even mad, but he could not see Jesus. Not that Jesus made an inscription that it is Jesus. As insane, as terrible as the madness of this man. As much that he injured himself with hard objects, yet he could see Jesus. That this one is different from ordinary man. This one can save me. He is in the tomb. And he raised up his head and saw him. He saw him. Dad and mom. He identified Jesus as a savior. He identified Jesus as the deliverer. Listen. This madman saw Jesus. He had been seeing men going after them to take away their clothes. But he could see Jesus the way he is in the
field.
And now he ran. Listen. He ran to Jesus. When he got to Jesus, He worshipped him. This gave us a confirmation. His readiness makes him to do this. This means he has been weeping in himself. He has been groaning in himself. Even though he lives a evil life, but he never pleases him. He desires to be free. Jesus saw the desire in his heart for him to go there. If Jesus can find that desire in your heart today, if he can show to the Lord that, Lord, I want to be free. What Jesus found in the life of the man of Gadarene, truly he couldn't fast and pray, but in his heart he was groaning to be free. In himself he was groaning to be free. Even though many demons are possessed him, but in his heart he does not want to die like that. ground to be
pleased.
And the Lord God, the Creator that came in the hinderness of men to the world, who goes about doing good to save men, who could see within and without of men, he
saw
the madman of Gadara where he was. And then he says, let's go to the other side. And they went there. They went there. Just because of the madman of Gadara. Jesus decided to wait there. He decided to go there rather, without considering the sea, not considering the wind, not considering any hindrances that are
more.
When you can also allow God to see the readiness in you, if you can see God see your preparedness, if you can see God see your preparation, if you can see God see the desire in you, readiness to be free, preparation to be free, preparing to be free, desire to be free from darkness, to be free from whatever problem afflicts your life. If God can see this thing, that is that you are ready, that you are prepared, that you are ready, that you are desiring. Listen, it is then God will also decide. When God can see those things, your Creator will decide to encounter your life. Because of this madman,
listen,
he saw the Lord. Even the mad, the people that are not mad, his problem never ended in. And God gave you the grace to listen to this word of God. Can you also see the Lord there? Can you see the Lord in his word? It is what you search that you see. What you seek is what you find. What is sick and ready to have is what he saw. He was looking for someone to deliver him, and he could find him. Even though he couldn't speak, when the madman is able to speak, demon will speak through him. What he could demonstrate by his body language, he ran. And when he got to him, he worshipped him. He was pleading his
end.
That meant Jesus to say, get out of him. You demon, that among brothers and sisters, I never know for how long the problem has been on you. I never know the longevity of your problem. But the Lord has sent me to you. Are you also ready? Are you also prepared? Are you also desiring? Are you also prepared to be free? Your readiness, your preparation, your preparedness. Does that make you to identify the one that can save you? Because many go to an ordinary man that could not save them. Ordinary hider that could not save himself, many go to this madman, the madman of Gadarene. You could see Jesus and ran to him. You couldn't hear his cry because he identified him. He knew this is the one that can save me. He has been turning the cross of many other people because they have no power to save me and they were passing by him. That a mom, brothers and sisters, when God decides to encounter the life of a man, when God decides to encounter the life of a man, many have settled for that suffering. Look at the madman of Gadarene. Look at the madman of Gadarene. I told you, there are many madmen in the city of Gadarene. But the case of this man is different. His attitude shows he wants to be free. His character shows he wants to be free. His responses shows he wants to be free. But you have no one to save him until he saw him, until he found him. You don't have to settle in that problem too. You don't have to say the faith has come to fulfill get over you. Listen, dad and mom. What situation are you?
What
are the spirit of mightiness and power afflicting your life? If you are ready, God is not ready to save you. When you are ready, God is not ready to save you. If you are prepared to be free, God is ready to save you. It is only one, the one in testing that is there that we give you water. All those who are testing, come freely to the living water. The one who is thirsty, what kind of thirst is on you? Testing to be free. It is those that want to be free that God will save. When God decides to encounter the life of a man, God can encounter the life whatever you have right away. If you are ready, if you are prepared, if you are prepared, if you can desire me, God is ready to encounter you. Now point two, collective attempts of problems. Collective attempts of man problems to hinder and encounter with God. What are the attempts? Don't you know? The devil does not want to deliver the oppressed. Devil and demons does not want to deliver the one in the captivity. Anyone riding car would not be glad to lose his car and be refreshed again. The same thing we call it demotion. The same thing the devil also does not desire. That the one he has been riding as a horse. The one is riding as an ass. The one is riding around as a car. The one is using as a tool. That he should be free from him. That he should be free from him. That he should be free from him. Listen, when the Lord decides. When the Lord decides to encounter the life of the madman of Gadarene. On his way. The spirit of the problem of that madman. He turns to the wind. So, and the great wind arose. I'm considering that Mark chapter 4.
Verse 35.
And on the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as it was. And the other little boat was also with him. And a great windstorm arose. And the waves beat the boat so that it was already filling. Jesus has been going here and there. We never got
off.
How then was it that the day is to go to the man of Gadarene, the wind came off? How then has it been that on the way to the meet with man of Gadarene, the wind came off? Some people's problem as well. That is how it goes everywhere. The problem of some people, when he's there, monitoring spirit will be assigned to him. Don't allow anyone to save him. On the way to meet the madman of Gadarene, in the midst of sea, a great wind came up, and even the boat was to sink. A great wind and wave came over the boat. What was that? The spirit of the problem of the madman of Gadarene wants to hinder them. No one will save him. The spirit of the madman of Gadarene. Remember, there were many. When some are operating in him, the one that is to save him, there will arose problems with him. This spirit of problem talks to
him.
Wants to hinder Jesus so that the madman cannot be freed. Because they were watching over him. They are watching anyone that is to save him. How they see Jesus coming. Now they turn to wind. They turn to wind.
But
all their efforts, all the traps of the devil, everything Jesus meant to be put
aside.
Because it's the law. Jesus rebuked
them.
Even though the spirit of the problem of the madman thought they got wind, because of his readiness, because of his preparation, because of his desire.
He desires
for anyone that we
emancipate.
This makes Jesus to rebook the wind. Listen, my people. Some people's problem is the one afflicting the one that is
going to be saved.
When he is to be held,
the
problem we are
not going to be
saved. But like
that today,
and you are under this administration, every problem turning itself to wind. That is afflicting your benefactor. Power will consume them in Jesus' name. Every problem wrestling with your benefactor. Every problem that says we don't have a
benefactor.
Power of thunder strike them to death in Jesus' name. Power of thunder strike them. Power of thunder strike them. I said power of thunder strike them. Problem has come to turn to surround some people's life and community. Oh, that's why how you will die. Listen. I'm telling you. I'm speaking the attempt of the demons. They don't want to be free. Spirit of problem appears like delay and impediment. Spirit of problem in the life of many. Besides possessing it in what some will be in his community, and they'll be looking for anyone that is to come to him. That will you be the one to help him? Go help him. You will see that they will make your life identical to his. How they will afflict the benefactor. But today, you are free from them. They appear like anger sometimes. They appear like weariness.
Woman para bi kikorira.
They appear like hatred.
Kikorira line bi.
Hatred without reason.
Woman para bi kikagi eni.
They appear like forgetfulness.
Woman para bi kikisanity.
Also, they appear like forsaken.
Woman para bi kikisanity.
Like desolation and abandonment.
Woman para bi kikwofaniya.
For someone to be abandoned.
Emi ogun ama para be.
Because of problem appears like that.
Let it sile.
So in that one deliverance.
Sile
so in that one deliverance.
To
see that the deliverance of God for man.
To burn in
for something. As grievous and as terrible your problem can be. As effort the problem of your life. Tonight you'll be free. I said you shall be free. In Jesus' name. The man of Gadarene was free. What makes him to be free? These are the credentials. He never at any time never forsook in the thing. When your creator does not pay the way you
do,
if you do not move away,
no
matter the attempt of the demon, the Lord will rebuke
you.
Because he is the law. And the Lord will surely come to you. Therefore, that among it is left over to you. I said it is left over to you. Left to you. Left over to you. If you are ready, I'm showing you Jesus today. The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's the one you can call without doubt. God is ready to save you.
He
wants to see the readiness in you.
He
wants to see the preparation in you.
He
wants to see the desire in you.
That
among brothers and sisters, when you are ready to be free,
he
is also ready to save you. Nothing can hinder God from getting to you. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving you. If you are not weary on yourself, if you do not set you for that suffering, if you do not set you for that problem,
If
you do not allow evil destiny to come to fulfillment of you, listen.
God, listen.
The madman of Gadara never said to God,
I
saw Jesus and cried. Many have been passing. They've been passing. That the madman was tearing their cloth. He never worshipped them. But he would tear their cloth. But when he saw Jesus, he ran. He worshipped him. He worshipped him. From the sun blaze of his head and saw Jesus. In that your room as well. In that place problem aside you. In the place problem aside you. Jesus is revealed to you. Can you also lift up your head? Can you also see him? Can you see him? Can you see him with your eyes? Can you see him as the Lord? Can you see him as the one that can save you? Can you see him as the one that can take away your problem? Dad and mom, if the Lord can see the readiness, the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 1. He said, oh, you who are thirsty, come to the living water. Buy and sell. Buy without your price. Anyone that is thirsty. Jesus is the one of living water. He's different from the idol of a particular nation. Different from the idol of a particular state. Jesus is the Lord of lords and King of kings. Jesus is the mighty over the mighty. And he can save you. If you can come to him. If you can see him. As it is very revealed to you. And you can receive him into your life. And you call him into your life. He can save you. For as many as those that come to him. For there is no one that can save like him. He's holy. He's the one of blemish. Exalted above the heavens. That among Gospel according to John. Chapter 7. Gospel according to John. Chapter 7. I'll read verse 37. And in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone tells, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. That a mom, I'm speaking to you. Anyone that is thirsty, what kind of thirst is on you? Look at the place you're going to. Place of ordinary men, they will give you evil water. Even to heart problems, but Jesus is the one of living water. Anyone that is thirsty. The madman of Galilee is thirsty, and he has no one wants to give him water, but he could see Jesus, and that was why he cleaved to him. Jesus has shown to you today too. Can you cleave to him? Listen, anyone that is thirsty, there is water available. Anyone that wants to be free, help is available. Now I'm considering point 3. Colossians and abundant blessings of God through an encounter with God. When the Lord encountered the madman of Gadarene, the demon in his life is very terrible. He turned mad and turned to the wind. Also, it's made and then he has been living in him for so long. He had the sitting room. He had the door. He had the toilet. He had the bedroom. Don't send him out. But because the madman has decided, let Jesus also to decide that you will come out of him. No matter how long you've been in life, today you will come out. Today problem will forsake your life. As you are listening, that problem will forsake your life.
colossal.
Ajayani.
Colossal.
Ati akainiye.
An abundance.
Izukun.
Blessings.
Nipate ibakadi olo.
Through an encounter with God.
Nipate ibakadi olo.
Through an encounter with God.
Nipate ibakadi olo.
Through an encounter with God.
Where Gadara.
The man of Gadarene.
Nipate Jesus bakadi.
When Jesus encountered him.
Amu emi ogunu na bere si bebe.
The demons in him begin to plead.
Jesus ale jade.
Jesus said you will come out.
Ejade kuro lare.
Get out of him.
Money onta.
They said.
No one can jade.
So just send them out.
Yes, I won't go anywhere.
Let them go to the swine.
Kose nkakan.
That's nothing.
Age at age you get our
two and two they cost themselves.
Elede eranko aimani ewonu e
big and unclean animal
go to ese gbogbo won si jajade.
Immediately they stove over
jajade kuro
out of him.
Nti awa fi mo wi pe were gadara da itusile.
And now for we to confirm that the madman was
exactly money iye re si.
And he came back to his senses.
Iye re si.
He came back to his senses.
Iwe mark ni mo lo bayi.
I'm considering that God in Mark chapter 5.
Ori kanu
chapter 5.
Ezeke edogun
verse.
Only one thing was told of Jesus.
Then they came to Jesus.
And
saw the one who had the demon possessed. And had the legion sitting. He never sat before. Always wondering. He sat. And clocked. He never had clocked before. He had no shame before. Now he's
clocked.
And in the right mind, he dwelt. He sat down. He was clocked. He was in his right mind. That is the confirmation of the that is the work of Jesus. That is a colossal blessing. Abundant blessing. Through an encounter with God. When God encounters one's life, you can allow that he encounters your life. The new salvation is available there. That is inner sanctification is available there. Justification away from the condemnation of the devil. Deliverance from the chains of the devil is available there. Healing from sicknesses and deformities is there. Freedom from causes is there. Destroying contrary covenants is available there. When God encounters your life, upliftment will be hoped
for.
Renewal of life will be hoped for. Opening of senses will be there. Restoration back to the normal position will be hoped for. Restorement of that lost glory will come back. Exaltation and enlargement will be there. When God encounters your life, delay and barrenness will vanish away. And in a nutshell, God encounters your life, a great transformation will come to pass. Great transformation will visit your life. And then there's a time and a half. The Lord has sent me to you. The Lord has sent me to you. Are you not tired? Maybe some people have
not given
you, they've collected your money. Now that makes you to be willing. You are meeting ordinary men like that. But I'm revealing Jesus to you. I'm revealing Jesus to you. You go to people that reveal themselves to you. But now I'm revealing Jesus to you. If you can lift up your head, if you can see him with the readiness to be free, you're ready to save you as well. Three things I'll make you to do. Rise up to your feet. Number one, what you'll be saying right now. When you call the name of Jesus, the Lord, I'm ready to be free. Lord, I'm ready to be free. And if you cannot get your forever, you just keep saying that, Lord, I'm ready to be free. I'm ready to do my deliverance. I'm ready to be more from bondage. I refuse to be the same, and I will be telling you, and at your spot where you cannot move on, you see that you will get up from that place. Now rise up on your feet. The movable one, rise up.
Now
call upon the name of Jesus. That is the name of Jesus. I'm ready to
move.
Open your mouth and pray. That is the name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm ready to be free. Lord, I'm ready to be free.
I'm ready to receive deliverance.
I'm ready to be free from bondage.
ready.
Láti fún òní ìdè.
To be free from bondage.
Mọ̀kọ̀ láti wà lóde.
I refuse to be in bondage.
Mọ̀kọ̀ láti wà bákanáà.
I refuse to be the same.
Mọ̀kọ̀ láti wà bákanáà.
I refuse to be the same.
Mọ̀kọ̀ láti bá bá ikú.
I refuse to die.
Mọ̀kọ̀ láti bá bá ikú.
I refuse to die like
this. Mọ̀kọ̀ láti wà ní ipò
ìyàdọ̀. I refuse to be in the state of
palace.
I refuse to be in the state of delay.
Mọ̀kọ̀ láti wà ní ipò àṣẹdànù.
I refuse to be in the state of law. Mọ̀kọ̀ sílẹ̀ ní orúkọ Jésù. In the name of Jesus. By yourself you say, because I see Jesus. My Lord and my Savior. I expose my life to Jesus. My life is delivered. By the power of the Holy Spirit. I expose my life to Jesus today. My life is delivered by fire. In the name.
Mo di aye mi ri Jesu.
I expose my life to Jesus.
I refuse my life to Jesus.
I refuse my life to Jesus. I expose my life to Jesus.
Oluwa di olugbala mi
lo na. Lord of my Savior.
Aye mi gba itusile.
My life is delivered.
Aye mi gba itusile.
My life is delivered.
Aye mi gba itusile.
My life is delivered. My life is delivered. My life is delivered. My life is delivered.
Nípasẹ̀ iná.
By fire.
Gba ìtúsílẹ̀ ní orúkọ Jésù.
In Jesus' name.
Ó yọ 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 gba ìtúsílẹ̀.
Na be deliver.
Gba ìtúsílẹ̀.
Be deliver.
Gba ìtúsílẹ̀.
Be deliver.
Gbogbo ìdè.
Every bondage.
Ó yẹ kúkúrò lára mi.
Break away from me.
Ayé mi, mo bí ayé mi rí Jésù.
My life, I expose to Jesus.
Mo bí ayé mi rí Jésù.
I expose my life to Jesus.
Mo bí ayé mi rí Jésù.
I expose my life to Jesus.
Mo rí Jésù lónìí.
I expose my life to Jesus.
Ó yọ 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 yọ.
That child with blind eyes, place your hands on him. Place your hands on his eyes. Say it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of blindness. Every spirit of blindness.
Cast
fire from that eye. Get out. Now place your hand on your tummy. Place your hand on your head. Every demon. Every contrariety. My body to serve, my water, my children, my bones, my muscles, my family, my marriage.
That
fire in Jesus' name. That fire. My life begins at Jesus today. I expose my life to Jesus. I expose my life to Jesus. Receive your garments of glory. Receive your talent again. Receive your
blessing.
Receive your healing. Receive your strength. If you dream even for focus over your life, you are not defined. It is so.
Let
your hands are begin to bless the name of the Lord. Thank you. Lord, thank you.
Now
glory be to your name. In Jesus' name, our Lord.